We'll just do that. Everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is the Grim Articles Show. Got Dead Penetration here.
What's up?
And we've got a lot of shit to talk about. So, first article we want to talk about is actually not that one. I don't know how we got that one there, but it wasn't the article, so you'll have to give me a second. And here's the article. So, everything announced at Summer Game Fest 2024. Yes, Summer Game Fest happened. For those of you who were under a rock, it's cool. I understand gaming isn't what it used to be. But we did have some interesting announcements. And hopefully this Digital Trends article will talk about most of them. By the way, Summer Game Fest is not over. We still have several more presentations. This is only the first day. So definitely make sure you tune in for the future game show tomorrow. And of course, you'll see that as this comes up. Like, check it out, because it might have already, you know, happened. And also the PC show, which I think is on Sunday. And the PC show is set to unveil 70 games. So, that's pretty cool. And Future Game Show always has, like, some cool indies. Now, remember, all the big shit's pretty much announced. Like, the Summer Game Show, or Summer Game Show, you know, main, the two-hour thing that Jeff Keighley does, that's the main show. All the big AAA games, they've already been talked about. So, everything that's left is the indies. And not surprisingly, 80% of the Summer Game Fest this year was indies. So, indies are really the big thing now, and it shows when you have one guy, and even Jeff Keighley is saying this on stage. He's like, we have one guy now that can make all this by himself. This is something that Drex talked about. Drex was talking about just a year or so ago that it's getting so easy for one person by themselves to make a game on the quality of a AAA development studio. One person, yeah, by themselves. And when they were talking about, okay, see this guy, he did some animation for like the Matrix Reloaded back in the day, and now he's made a whole game called Killer Bean. You'd like that. That looks like a pretty cool game. Yeah, it's about like if a bean was John Wick, kind of.
That's right.
Like mixed with James Bond. And yeah, it's totally something that comes out of your wheelhouse, like you would draw something like this. That's the first thing I thought about. And, yeah, there's a couple other ones, but, yeah, I mean, for the most part, a lot of the AAA development is done, guys. It's like, there's games coming out that people still want, and there's still people holding out hope for Silksong. But I think, honestly, after the news, apparently from Jason Schreier, it might not appear at the Xbox show like people were thinking. Because a lot of people were thinking, you know, Microsoft's got it on Xbox, Team Cherry's been checking their socials. And there is a very good chance that that game may come out. Now, if it doesn't, it's because Team Cherry's having cold feet. And I think I'd understand why, because people are losing their fucking mind and they're just constantly spamming this stupid game to the point to where they're giving it lofty expectations that a little team of three, remember, Team Cherry is three fucking people. The people that made Hollow Knight, three people. They didn't hire a bigger team. They still have the same three people making the other game. So they're probably scared shitless, because if that game doesn't do as good as Hollow Knight, then they... these people may riot. Like, that's just how crazy they are. I've never seen people go so crazy over a video game in my entire life. And it's been like this because the dev team has been silent. They haven't said anything for many years. And, you know, they promised some stuff about 10 years. I don't know. They said it's been 1,100 days since that game trailer got announced. So people are really keeping track with every single update, and that is almost, it's almost ridiculous. I've never seen anybody like keeping up with a game every day for over 1,100 days, but that's literally what's going on. But, yeah, it's still a possibility that it could drop in the Xbox show, which again, I don't think is until Sunday. I think it's Team Sonic and shit tomorrow. I don't know. IGN, they're doing their own shit. Like, if you go to IGN stream, they're literally doing their own shit. But GameSpot and a lot of the, you know, the main shows, they're completely different. Now, we're still going to have the Wholesome Direct, which I like to catch early on. I like the Wholesome Direct. I know there are some woke games there, but not all of them. And some of them are pretty decent little casual, you know, games like that. And then, of course, you're going to have, you know, the FGS. But then they showed, like, the Latin American game show. And then they did, like, the women in gaming. And they used a waifu to advertise it. Look, this is only on IGN's page, by the way, guys. Like, I didn't find these streams on anybody else's fucking page. So, like, if you're interested in those weird streams, whatever they could be, like, yeah. That's up to you. Anyway, here's what happened. The 2024 Summer Game Fest showcase just took place. Jeff Keighley highlighted games from all corners of the industry. We got updates on a variety of highly anticipated titles, including Capcom's Monster Hunter Wilds, and that's everybody's waifu right now. A character that looks just like a bunch of them from the AVNs that we have shown. And, I mean, she does kind of look like... you know what the adult visual novel games are.
Yeah.
She looks almost like one of those girls.
Yeah.
But she's an NPC character. But people have called it a dating sim because they think this blacksmith character is so hot that they basically want to bang her. That's the power of fucking CGI.
Looking good.
That's her.
I mean, it could be anybody as long as they look good.
Well, yeah.
Female.
But this one in particular has gotten a lot of people's attention.
I mean, there's... I've seen people that look similar to that.
I know, but I'm just saying that this has gotten the whole internet's attention. We got updates on... okay, Sega's Metaphor ReFantasia, which looks cool. It looks like Persona, but it's... instead of, like... summoning a persona, you basically become different classes. Like, the classes are summons. I know that sounds fucking insane, but that's how they're doing it. It's a very new spin on a classic, you know, a classic thing that's been around since Final Fantasy started adding classes, right? I think that was one of the first games that started adding classes, if I recall correctly. It's been a number of years. But, yeah, it still looks like it's made on either the P5 engine or maybe the the P3R engine. You know, the Persona 3 remake. I feel like it's on that engine. Sparking Zero, the Dragon Ball Sparking Zero, which is supposed to be Budokai Tenkaichi 3. Or no, I'm sorry, Budokai Tenkaichi 4. Budokai Tenkaichi 3 came out. But Budokai Tenkaichi 3 has been changed to its original Japanese name, Sparking Zero. And it seems to have all the content from Dragon Ball throughout... Well, Dragon Ball Z. I don't see any Dragon Ball content. But I see a lot of Dragon Ball Z, Dragon Ball Super, maybe some GT stuff. But it's probably going to encapsulate everything. And they're going to DLC the shit out of it because I've already seen how they're... marketing this character and that character and a million different versions of this character. It's just like, god damn, you people pay so much for extra characters. It's like, people pay so much for extra content in games. It's ridiculous. And yes, Grimm can't talk because I'm totally buying that new Bloodstained, but that's a full adventure. I'm not buying a character. I'm buying a full adventure. Dominique's Quest, or Curse, sorry, Dominique's Curse, which comes out on June 11th, and it should be the final update for Bloodstained. Bloodstained would be 100% complete. So after that update, you are supposed to be able to go, like it's, it basically ends, excuse me, it starts where Bloodstained ends. So when you finish that, it should lead you right into Bloodstained 2. Now, I don't know what that's going to... We don't know what that's going to look like, guys. We have no idea. But what we do know is that... Yeah, Bloodstained 2 is definitely going to be a thing. And, well, it's going to be a little too late for trailers unless they decide to drop one, maybe with Nintendo. They could do that. Nintendo likes to hold their treehouses on Mondays. So we'll see. I know a lot of people are expecting a large Nintendo... treehouse, especially since a Legend of Zelda game leaked somehow. Nobody really knows that much about it, but apparently someone at Google leaked it, and they're being... Nintendo's not real fucking happy about it, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're getting the shit...
I can imagine.
Yeah, they're really getting the shit for leaking this. So there's some more. Warhorse Studios Kingdom Come Deliverance 2. Now that's one I thought would come to GOG, but it hasn't yet, but that doesn't mean it won't, because the first one did. Some new game announcements like LEGO Horizon Adventures, which is literally just the, you know, the Horizon Zero Dawn or Horizon, you know, it's just that with LEGOs. And I think I saw a cameo from Kratos. So it's okay. I mean, they're taking the LEGO games and they're kind of making them more like... I don't know. Maybe they've always kind of been that way. But when they did... See, when they remade the entire LEGO Star Wars and they brought us a brand new engine, unlike anything I've ever seen, they said, okay, this is the new stage. Now we're going to start making... bigger, broader games. And that's what LEGO Horizon Adventures was. And of course, that's the very first game they showed. They also showed Harry Potter Quidditch, which is kind of interesting. They're actually doing a Quidditch game. A lot of people wanted that. They said that was one of the cool things about Harry Potter that they never had. Like, and the Quidditch game could do good enough that it could become a sport game. Like, it could literally be, you know, Quidditch 2025, Quidditch 2026, Quidditch 2026. Like, it could become that popular. We have no idea how far that could go. It depends on how much people like Quidditch and how much they really hate J.K. Rowling, which they do. Just because of her thoughts on trans people, she's being thrown under the entire bus. So, Sony announces the LEGO Horizon. I told you, there she is, Eloy. And Civilization 7. Boy, I know you old farts are really excited about that one. Now, to be fair, don't give me shit. I'm not into Civilization games. I never have been. But I know that some of you are like... Grimm, now that's a man's game. If you can sit down and play a game of Civilization, then yeah, I get it. I get it. But me, I don't think I can sit down and play a game of Civilization. Not me. but I know that some of you are really looking forward to Civ 7. So I hope you guys enjoy it. And of course, it'll be released on damn near everything in 2025. Now, Blumhouse! There it is. Crysol, Theater of Idol. This is where you play as, yes, a doll, but it's a shooter. Like you play, and we're not talking about a sex doll. Get that idea out of your head. We're talking about an actual doll. And of course, there's some really creepy fucking killer dolls. And no, it's not Five Nights at Freddy's. It looks a little more fucked up than that. And you've also got some other games like Grave Season, Sleep Awake, From Eyes Out, Fear of the Spotlight. The Simulation, which looks really bizarre. It's like a game about making a game. And a new game from Half Mermaid, the developers of Immortality. There's a new Alan Wake 2 DLC, and they have announced a physical copy of the game. So I'm sure people are excited about that. Even though, yes, Sweet Baby Inc. had something to do with that, so you may want to avoid that one. Valorant. I could not give a shit less. Sorry, guys, if you like Valorant, just Grim's not into that. I get how it's cool. I looked at some of the stuff. But it just wasn't something that really interested me, but I hope you guys enjoy that. The Monster Hunter Wilds looks neat, except, you know, it's just, I've not really played a Monster Hunter game, and I guess if I did play some, I could get into them. So there was No More Room in Hell 2, Harry Potter Quidditch, we talked about that on September 3rd. Cuff Bus, which is from the people that did, or excuse me, the guy... The one person that did Choo Choo Charlie. Unfortunately, Cuff Bus is not a dark thing. It looks like a fun kind of multiplayer. It's got some mature stuff in it, but not that much. Star Wars Outlaws. Despite the bullshit that people are saying about her face, I looked at that fucking new gameplay trailer. And that game looks fucking awesome. Like, it's full on, you get to be the scoundrel. Now, I know, like a lot of you guys say, why can't we just play as Han Solo and Harrison Ford? And, like, you got a point. Like, I would love to play the game as a young Harrison, like a young Han Solo. That'd be great. But they want to pick this woman, and I mean, it is what it is, guys. You can either buy it or don't. Neva. That's from the developers of Gris. That looks pretty cool. I will play that. Black Myth Wukong, a game that many people are looking forward to. It's coming out in August, and it's got a million different versions. Asgard's Wrath 2 got an Accolades trailer. Once Human got a trailer. An ad for Amazon Luna aired. Yep, they had that. Warhammer 40K Space Marine 2 got a new trailer. Of course, we talked about Metaphor. Batman Arkham Shadow got a new cinematic trailer featuring the Rat King and Commissioner Gordon, and confirmed a gameplay trailer is coming at GamesCon. Now, this game looks fucking great. It looks really, really good, but it is VR only.
Oh, shit.
M. Bison, Terry Bogard, Mai, and Elena are coming to Street Fighter 6 as DLC. Yes, Fatal Fury coming to Street Fighter. Tears of Metal was announced, which looks pretty cool. If you want to play as a Scotsman, you know, fighting the armies, and it reminded me of Dynasty Warriors, but Scottish. So yeah, Dragon Ball Z Sparking Zero, that's October 11th. Delta Force Hawk Ops. It might interest some of you because it's we have an officially licensed adaptation of Black Hawk Down. People are saying they want Chuck Norris DLC, and they should get it. Fatal Fury City of the Wolves. I'm still kind of, you know, spiffy on this because it's a sequel to Growl Mark of the Wolves. And guys, that game is like untouchable as far as a fucking fighting game. Don't at me, I'm sorry. It's fucking great. I don't think we need City of the Wolves, but I'm glad to see some of these characters, and Maya's back, and they highlighted the fact that she always has had giant tits and was TFM's big crush. That was one of the things that he's talked about, that kind of thing. And I mean, I'm more of a Blue Mary kind of guy. I liked Blue Mary. He liked Mai. It's whatever. I like Blue Mary. And I didn't see Blue Mary, but that doesn't fucking mean she won't be there. So, isometric action game Battle Crush. Mecha Break looks like it might be cool. I think you guys will enjoy this. Now, this next game I'm definitely fucking playing, and maybe on the show. Power Rangers is getting a retro-inspired 2D beat-em-up called Rita's Rewind from Digital Eclipse. This game looks fucking great! Like, it's right up there with the Ninja Turtles. If you like the Ninja Turtles, this game's gonna fucking... Oh, wow, it's awesome. What's really interesting about this, though, is a small indie developer that I have known for a long time was developing a fan version of this game called, well, I don't know what he was calling it, but he has a little label called Pop Hero Games now, and he was working on his own Power Rangers game in the Mighty Morphin style, and I'm sure he never in the hell, remember, this guy's Brazilian, he never in the hell expected that they were going to announce a fully licensed Power Rangers beat-em-up in the same thing that he was doing. Because, you know, he was a fan of the old Power Rangers. He's like, well, I'm sure nobody's going to make a game about the old Power Rangers. And lo and behold, they did. And you know what he did? You know what he said? He said, oh, looks like there's another Power Rangers game. It's time to fight fire with fire. He's going to continue making his game. Like, I'm sorry, this guy's been working on this game for a long time. You know, just because Rita's Rewind got announced doesn't mean he's going to stop his. And by the way, you should totally check out Pop Hero Games and his game because it looks cool. Yes, it's made an open board, but everything is fucking custom sprited. Like, he's doing everything himself. And you can play as the Rangers outside of the suits, which we're not really sure yet about Rita's Rewind. They haven't answered that question. But in his game, you'll be able to do that. Deer and Boy was announced, which I didn't think was that cool. Kingdom Come Deliverance 2 got a new trailer. Slitterhead, a Silent Hill spiritual successor from Bokeh Game Studio, comes out on November the 8th. If you like giant people that turned into giant bugs, this might be for you. Cult classic animated movie Killer Bean is getting a video game, and it'll be early access in the summer, so it's still not quite ready, but it looks good. Fury developer The Game Bakers revealed its next game, a climbing adventure called Cairn. Now, this is probably something we'll have on GOG, and it's a game about climbing a mountain. It's supposed to be as realistic to climbing a mountain as you can possibly get. And you can fall. I've seen a lot of gameplay footage of this. It's a Montpellier game that they've been working on for a while. Ivy Road and Annapurna Interactive announce Wanderstop, which looks cool. It's a game about a tea shop. You know, Dragon's Treasure Tea. I was kind of interested in that. Well, somebody got him interested in that. But still, you're working a tea shop. And maybe you have some trauma. Like, maybe there's just a little bit of trauma going on, but it still looks fun, and it looks cozy a little bit. Mm-hmm. Unknown 9 Awakening got a new trailer. I've been warned, actually everybody got warned that was watching the official stream, that Unknown 9 is a Sweet Baby Inc. game. That's why everybody looks Indian. Monster Hunter Stories Remake got a trailer ahead of its release next week, and Capcom highlighted the sales it's currently running. And Enotria, The Last Song. This is literally Spanish Dark Souls. That's what it is. If you didn't get enough Bloodborne, if you didn't get enough Dark Souls, if you didn't get enough Elden Ring. I almost said Elder Scrolls. Elden Ring, well, Enotria, The Last Song, may be just what you guys need. The First Descendant got a July 2nd release date. That looks fucking cool. Among Us developer Inner Sloth announced their indie game Outer Sloth. And talked about some of the games that they're funding. Like Project Osa from Thirsty Suitors developer Outer Loop Games. The Among Us animated series got a trailer. Sonic and Shadow Generation showed off more Shadows campaign and confirmed October 25th. So that looks fucking cool, because this is an expanded classic game. So not only did they just remaster Sonic Generations, but they added to it. They added an entire new campaign, new bosses, everything. That's pretty fucking cool. Because usually when you get a remaster of a game, you just get the game. Yeah. But these guys are like, hey, let's add more. Survival game, Dune Awakening revealed a new cinematic trailer. Battle Aces, a new real-time strategy game. Uncapped in 10 cents. I'm not worried about that. Season 3 of the finals is Japanese themed. New World Eternum is going to be on PS5 and Xbox on October 15th. Honkai Star Rail, don't give a shit. I'm sorry guys, I don't like the gotchas. A gameplay trailer for Dark and Darker was shown. This looks okay until they announced it was PvP. It looked like a fucking dungeon crawler, but then they're like, oh, it's PvP, PvP. Like, what? Okay, I don't care about all that. Capcom's Kunitsugami, Path of the Goddess, is out on July 19th. It doesn't look that great. Like, this is the thing that was supposed to be the Onimusha, if I'm not mistaken. It was supposed to be the Onimusha spiritual successor. And it doesn't look a fucking thing like Onimusha. Hyper Light Breakers campaign is fully playable in co-op. Party Animals showed us upcoming content and new game. Tim Robinson starred in a live-action trailer for Skate. And, of course, it is a alpha... What did they say? Pre-alpha footage. Like, I've never even heard of a pre-alpha. That's like... That's 0.0.0.1. Pal World is getting a new island, so I know you guys are going to be really excited about that. And I actually got to see some footage of the game. I see why you guys are excited, but it's still not my thing. We saw a new clip of Inside Out 2, God knows why. Supercell promoted its stupid Squadbusters bullshit YouTube ad. And they even showed us the damn ad. You know it's $250,000 a minute on that show? $250,000 a minute, and these mobile people were able to afford it. And get Ken Jeong and other Hollywood actors. And the final thing was Phantom Blade Zero, and will be playable at several events throughout the rest of the year. So that's it, guys. That was all they fucking... Well, not everything, but that was the big show. There was a couple more things, you know, of course, there was some neat indies... Angerfoot is coming out finally. I'm looking so forward to Angerfoot. That game is going to be just great. And the Dead Cells people, they have, what is it called? Tenruchi? It's a Japanese name. But basically, it looks like Dead Souls, except it's isometric. And it's a beat 'em up. And it's obviously ninja, samurai themed. It looks like it'll be okay. I think people will enjoy it. Let's see, what else? I think that might be all so far. Again, there's the Future Game Show tomorrow, the PC Game Show, Xbox Show, Nintendo's gonna have their show eventually. There's a bunch of shows coming up, so there's so many more things to announce. This was only the first day. But definitely check it out, guys. I just filled you in on everything you missed, and hopefully you're ready now. Okay, now that that's done, let's talk about some other shit. First of all, guys, let me be really fucking quaint. The situation with Dark Week is because I had an extended workload that I was not expecting, and I had to get some sleep. So I was not able to do some of the darker games that I planned this week, and I am really sorry about that. We'll try again later. That's all I gotta say. We'll try again later. You know, August, because of course July, we'll be back to AVNs. But August is coming up, and of course August, we'll try to bring you some darker stuff. Maybe I can slide some things in, just, you know. So you can see that Dark Elf Queen get raped, because I know that's like a classic thing in hentai. Like, everybody remembers that scene in the hentai. So let me show it to you in the visual novel. And yes, we have it uncensored because I put the patch on. Maybe I'll give you that just as a kind of a consolation prize. Is you're not getting as fucked up a week as I planned. Oh well, work comes first. That's where I make my money. So I gotta get sleep when I gotta get sleep. Okay, so my girlfriend is going on a luxury one-week holiday paid for by another man. Am I in the wrong for being mad? I think so. A young man has been labeled as insecure and jealous for disapproving of his girlfriend going on a one-week holiday to Hawaii that's funded by another man. Mm. The 21-year-old girlfriend was invited on the trip by her best friend who babysits for a very wealthy divorced man who paid for both of their return flights. This sounds like really bad. Like, these are red flags here.
Yeah.
The 22-year-old boyfriend felt odd about the situation and shared the details on Reddit. From my perspective, as ours, gentlemen, I see many red flags, as I believe men usually gift girls things when they want or expect something in return, he wrote. I'm a huge fan of experiences and fully appreciate the opportunity to travel for free. However, I am not naive, and I know usually men don't just fly attractive women along with them for on vacation for nothing. Once again, I know usually men don't just fly attractive women along with them on vacation for nothing. There's pussy involved in this transaction.
Yeah, you don't. And the bad part is, she knows it.
Of course.
She knows it. She'll play dumb like, what? Have sex? No, we're just friends. Yeah, my friends spend thousands of dollars for me to go on a trip with them. Yeah, he's wanting something transactional.
The 40-year-old divorced man is going on a holiday elsewhere and asked the babysitter to look after his place, saying she can bring someone along to keep her company. Yeah. He says... Oh, well, things happen.
And he may not even say it.
Yeah.
He may say it just to make it look reasonable for her to be going.
Yeah, that's true. Some women are very good at manipulation.
Yeah.
He offered his whole home along with $2,000 spending money in addition to her regular pay. The girlfriend works for an airline and was on standby to make her own travel arrangements, but the 40-year-old offered to pay and confirmed her tickets. The boyfriend wrote, I believe it's valid to not be a fan of it, especially since I've never met the guy. Part of me is hurt too, since my girlfriend and I went to Hawaii earlier in this year, but stayed within our budgets, staying at a hostel and not a fancy resort.
Hostel?
Well, hostel makes it sound like, you know, why would you go to a place that says...
Hostel.
Like,
that's
hostel.
Just what it's called.
Yeah, I know that. Man, that's really hostel.
It can be hostile.
There's it can be hostile. There's a lot of hostile
in
people in the hostel. Yeah.
Beds,
yeah.
Backpacking.
Yeah. It makes me wonder why I'm here. If she'll just accept a super fancy vacation from another man while I'm at home working to save for our future, your future, mate, and pay for travel for the two of
Tell her to hit the bricks and say your future. Yeah. Don't say I do until you... find out that arrangement.
So, hundreds of Redditors dubbed the boyfriend as pathetic, while others said that they'd feel the same way. Your girlfriend is not going on vacation with another man. She's going with her girlfriend who is working for the man. He said that she could bring a friend along. He did not specify that the friend had to be your girlfriend, one wrote. No doubt, he extended the extra invitation to make her feel comfortable. This was very thoughtful of him. Another said it's normal for rich people to spend money excessively. That is true. A third said the tickets have your girlfriend's name on them, but they're actually for her friend. The friend who is babysitting and whose employer has said she can bring someone along. Another said her friend is going on this trip to work. He's gotten your girlfriend a ticket since she's her friend, friends plus one, so she'll have someone on her downtime to be with. I think it's gross that your brain went to. She must be using him as a sugar daddy if she accepts a gift. However, some believe the girlfriend's in the wrong. One person said if the tables were turned, the girlfriend would be up in arms too.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can trust your girlfriend and still not the intentions of the 40-year-old divorced dude, one wrote. Someone else wrote, actually, I would advise repeating all of this to the girlfriend. Communication is always key. May the chips fall where they may. Mm-hmm. So we don't have access to the comments on this one. But all right. So what do you think? I think it's a red flag. A whole host of red flags.
That would be in the, like, before you get even into a hardcore relationship, be like, all right, so here's the deal. No guy, you don't get to go on vacation with guys that aren't me.
Right. So, we've got powerlifting legend Steffi Cohen accused of hacking ex-boyfriend's laptop and posting humiliating nude pics of his new girlfriend. Professional boxer and powerlifting world record holder Steffi Cohen allegedly hacked into her ex-boyfriend's laptop and posted nude pictures of his new flame with the goal of exposing and humiliating her. Cohen, 32, faces a felony charge of unauthorized access to a computer, a misdemeanor sexual cyber harassment, criminal mischief, and resisting arrest without violence, according to NBC 6. Cohen, whose full name is Steffi Cohen Magarishi, accessed her boyfriend's laptop he had left behind in a house he used to live in with her in March 2022, according to an arrest report obtained by the outlet. The powerlifting influencer, who has over 1 million followers on Instagram, correctly guessed her ex-boyfriend's Apple iCloud account password and allegedly found several naked photos of his new girlfriend. The Venezuela-born boxer allegedly shared the images in a group with the woman and several other girls. According to the outlet, the victim told police Cohen said to her she was sending the photos with the purpose of exposing and humiliating her. The victim and Cohen's ex-boyfriend reported the incident to Miami detectives in November 2023, according to police. Miami police arrested Cohen on Tuesday at her home in Coconut Grove. However, the pro boxer did not comply and began to walk at a fast pace back to her residence, according to the arrest record. She allegedly resisted arrest as two officers were able to get her into handcuffs, but Cohen placed a right leg hooked on one of the officers, sweeping him off his feet. Cohen was finally placed in the back of a squad car where she placed her right leg on the latch to unlock the door and grabbed it with her toes and then pulled the latch with her toes and intentionally broke the locking system, causing the door to not lock at all.
Hmm. Thought they said no violence. So,
she
kicked someone's legs out from under.
Yeah.
Yeah, it sounds like the Summer of Love peacefully protesting with the city burning behind them.
She was booked at the Turner Guilford Knight Correctional Center. After a hearing Wednesday, she's granted a $3,300 bond and told to stay away from her ex-boyfriend and his girlfriend. She's scheduled to appear in court again on June 27th. Cohen has a boxing record of 4-1-1 with her most recent fight in June 2023. The Venezuela native is a 25-time world record-breaking powerlifter. Cohen holds the all-time world records for squat, total, and deadlift for the 123-pound weight class, according to Men's Health. She competed in powerlifting competitions from 2015 to 2020, according to Open Powerlifting. Well, damn. Up notch. Interesting. Not something you see every day. The muscle girls are actually getting crazy. You think, oh, I'll get a muscle girl. No, they still do crazy shit. Father needed counseling after discovering the OnlyFans porn he had been paying for was of his 23-year-old daughter, therapist reveals. A Norwegian father needed counseling after discovering that the OnlyFans porn he had been paying for was of his 23-year-old daughter, his therapist has revealed. Huh. Tone Haraldsen, a therapist in Norway, told how a married father who has not been named approached her with a shocking story after having suicidal thoughts. The man shared how he had inadvertently come across the local profile by recommendation of his friends and went on to interact with the creator for months before learning...
So all his friends have been jerking off to her too.
Yep. Learning of his fantasies and infidelity. Harrison claimed that the father was still married to his daughter's mother and that she remains unaware of the incident. I wonder how long that's going to last.
Well, it is on here.
Following a period of counseling with both the father and daughter, she assured that both are now doing much better, concluding they have almost got a closer relationship after this. Okay. Howderson, I think it's Howderson. Howderson, who works as a sexologist and marriage relationship counselor, said the man had been admiring his daughter's body for months before the unsettling revelation came to light. He explained that he had never seen her face as it was always covered and had never looked at his daughter naked, so it had been unable to recognize who it was. The man made requests, bought content, and chatted with the woman on the other side of the screen, according to Norwegian outlet Dagbladet. The father, who preferred to remain anonymous, had come across the woman's profile after it was recommended to him by some of his friends. They offered the tip after also subscribing to the profile because it belonged to a local girl. Mm-hmm. Wondering if it was someone he knew, he began to investigate shortly after and eventually worked out the truth for himself. He was mildly shocked, Howderson said.
I wonder how he discovered it.
He did not know that his daughter was on the platform.
My daughter's the only one that likes salted pickled kelp.
Soon after, his mental health began to take a toll and he contacted a therapist for help. She said he came to me when suicidal thoughts started to appear in his mind. The father and daughter had inadvertently been interacting with one another for months, with Howderson saying it almost destroyed the relationship between them. The father's thought of doing something sexual with his daughter made him physically ill. Now her body had been the source of his fantasies and infidelity. It would take some time for him to work up to confronting his daughter, who remained oblivious as her father went through therapy. When she found out, she thought it was disgusting, to say the least, Howderson said. The woman was able to see who followed her, but her father's anonymous profile had shrouded their interactions. As far as she had known, he was just another paying enthusiast of her pornographic content. The most difficult thing for her was that he went behind his mother's back, the therapist said. She said,
what did she do?
She said she had been following the pair in the years since, and that to her knowledge they were now doing much better, with the dad now able to be around his daughter without any issue. As far as she is aware, the daughter is still using OnlyFans, and her mother still does not know the truth of the uncomfortable family encounter. The father and daughter gave the therapist written approval to retell their story in order to raise awareness about the possible horror outcomes of using anonymous profiles. Howderson cited numerous examples of grandparents, siblings, and older family members finding their relatives on the site and urged people to be aware that this could actually happen. In this case, she said the horror was resolved through good communication. OnlyFans is an internet, well, we know about that.
Well,
we know.
Yeah. She's one to talk about, and I understand not telling your parents, but I always think about something when I was in high school. Of course, my basketball coach never said a whole lot about, that seemed very wise, but he always would say, you have one family name and it represents all of them.
Right.
So when you get caught doing something bad,
yep.
Of course it reflects down the line.
Okay, so OnlyFans is an internet content subscription service based in London. We know that. The site offers a variety of content, serving in part as a way for creators to earn off teaching or promoting their music. What, like the skin flute? But the majority of content today is pornographic in nature, with models selling subscriptions to access updates on picture and video. As of May last year, OnlyFans had 3 million registered creators and 220 million registered consumers. A 2022 piece of research into the demographics of the site identified that 89.5% of consumers were married. Yep. Charlie Sheen and Denise Richards' daughter, Sammy Sheen, 20, teases more OnlyFans content as it's claimed she does it to cause drama with her famous parents. Yep. JoJo Siwa confirms she does not write her own songs.
They're not lesbian enough.
Let's see. I'm trying to see if there's anything else. I don't see anything. Yeah, we know about that. The Ben Affleck shit.
What?
We talked about that. Yeah, Cardi B, we don't care about that. Rod Stewart's son. He's dating an ice hockey star. Yep. That's all I see. And of course there's
Joe Jonas splits from model Stormy Bree after 5 months together. Yep.
Well, he was married to, what's her name from Game of Thrones, I believe. That, then, I don't know about the oldest brother. But
wow.
The other brother's married to that Indian girl. She's really attractive. Deepak Chopra or something.
Oh, Deepak Chopra's daughter. Wouldn't be Deepak Chopra. He's an old Indian Ayurveda guy.
Around Ayurveda. Our age, probably like, I think she's my age exactly.
Right. Let's see. Red hair. King Charles threatens. I don't care. King Charles. Carly Monzo details sexual assault allegations against Brandy Glanville. Brandy Glanville. Oh, women are women. Hey, here we go, guys. Here's something.
Women
Caroline Manzo. Nope. There it goes. Caroline Manzo details sexual assault allegations against Brandy Glanville. A new court filing as she claims Real Housewife co-star forcibly fondled my vagina against my will. Well, would you look at that? Crazy. When Glanville was sexually assaulting me on the sofa, she was rubbing her vagina on me, Manzo wrote in her filing per the outlet. The producers just watched and kept filming. They saw that I was in distress, and yet they continued to film. Monzo said production failed to intervene, allowing Glanville to persistently consume alcohol and follow her in the bathroom, where Glanville allegedly pushed her against the door, resulting in a head injury. Glanville then looked me in the bathroom, where she forcibly fondled my vagina against my will, Monzo continued in the legal documents. Glanville maliciously sexually assaulted me for her own sexual gratification, she added. She did this by forcibly kissing me, rubbing her vagina on me, and then fondling my vagina against my will. Glanville decided to wage a public reputational war against the network after they silenced her in the wake of the sexual assault allegations made by Glanville by Monzo. Well, I'll be damned, guys. We talked about Me Too. Hey, wouldn't it be crazy if women started Me Too-ing women?
Yeah.
Here's the first one. Here's I've one. Seen.
Yeah.
All right.
It probably happens more than what you think.
Yeah, I know, but maybe this is what's going to start.
Assault between lesbian couples is higher than male and female couples.
What if this starts a new trend, guys? When this Daily Mail article comes and then we have, oh, shit, all these crazy lesbians that we never knew crazy shit was going on, but... Man... You have all these lesbians trying to go for guys. Well, I can't be with a girl because they're all rapists. I gotta find a man. Wouldn't that be the craziest
Here's
shit?
The thing about that. I think they really do want a guy, but they're fighting amongst themselves. They hate them, but love them so much. They use fake penises to have sex. Strap-ons. Either that or they're kind of closeted transsexuals.
Yeah.
Because, they want to have a penis, apparently. Or they want the double-ended dildo to stimulate each other. Or they do the sloppy clam bake kiss.
Yep.
No, the scissor me timbers.
Okay, Daily Mail. Polyamorous plus-size traveler travel influencer who's demanded free seats for fat flyer says gym rats troll her on TikTok but proposition her for sex on Tinder. A polyamorous plus-size travel influencer who's demanded free airplane seats for fat flyers revealed that gym rats that troll her on TikTok have also propositioned her for sex on Tinder.
So?
Jalen Chaney, good lord.
Well, that's
27 posted a video of herself strutting near an indoor pool in a white and green bikini. A tent? In what was left of a tent?
Have you seen the Ozempic episode?
Yes.
She must be taking Lizzo.
As she exposed, hardcore gym enthusiasts have been shaming her on social media, but sliding into her Tinder messages every day. Now, Wasn't it Drex also said... No, it wasn't Drex that said this. I think it was Neo that said this. He said a lot of these bodybuilder muscle fitness guys, on the down low, they have these really fucking fat bitches.
Huh.
Yeah, he says it's more common than you think in the gyms. I don't know if it was Drex or Neo, but I know it was one of these guys that said that they're banging these fat women. And that, there you go. These gym guys are like, hey, I'll totally fuck you, though. That totally means you want to bang a BBW, brah. Just be real about it. In another video, the TikToker, also known as J-Bay, who has amassed more than 136,000 followers, was seen kissing her fiancé in a hot tub as she revealed they were in a polyamorous relationship.
A hot tub or a cold tub? Good lord. I mean, it must have been a extra, extra, extra large tub. I don't even know where you'd order one of those.
Well!
What, is it just a lake you call a tub? Or is it an actual tub?
Tub
of lard, perhaps?
Well, I mean, I don't know. She's a whale, so maybe it was the ocean. And her clip about trolls reaching out...
They all rolled her back in to see her in her natural habitat.
And her clip about trolls reaching out to her on the dating app, Chaney walked with a confident smile as narration in the song Nasty by Tinashe played in the background. You gym rats love to troll in my TikTok comments saying all kinds of things about bigger women, but guess what? Those same guys are sliding into my Tinder messages every single day, she said.
Though that is so unhealthy.
Yeah.
And, I mean, a lot of those are usually their feeders where they feed them because they want to keep them fat. They don't want them to better themselves or get healthy. And usually...
It's bad.
Yeah. Early grave.
Yeah. Chaney continued, make it make sense. Society wants to convince you that only one type of body is desirable, but the truth is far more interesting. Many guys, yes, even those hardcore gym enthusiasts, are attracted to bigger women, of course. I mean, like I said, that's something that's happening. You can keep rejecting your insecurities in my comments, but it won't change the facts, the influencer said. Commenters quickly flocked under her posts and showed support for her. It's a fetish. I was bigger too, and a lot of gym bros fetishized me, one wrote. Another said, literally, they'd be all up in our DMs but talk shit face to face. Other commenters didn't agree with her claim, as one wrote, wait until you learn that these guys have an extremely unhealthy fetish, unhealthy mainly for the people who fall for them. I'm going to call BS on this, one another said. In another clip, she showed a video of a woman and two men dancing as the men kissed each other and pulled the woman closer to them. The clip was followed with her and her fiancé kissing in a hot tub, as she said, when you have a ride or die, but are polyamorous and want a boyfriend, too. The influencer captioned the video, plus size, polyamorous, and queer, with a smirk face emoji.
She's trying to check all the boxes she can.
Everything.
Fat ass, queer.
Everything.
Probably be gender fluid next week, whatever the fuck that is.
That means that you feel like a nut. Sometimes you feel like a nut and sometimes you don't. Well, that's literally what that means.
Well, I guarantee Chaney you, keep her away from the nut, she'll eat them.
Chaney previously said that plane passengers should... fun free seats for plus size travelers, as she proudly sat without her oxygen tank after 4 years of flying with her breathing
without
aid.
Your oxygen tank? Could you think that could be because you're fucking morbidly obese?
She explained to her followers that she previously required supplemental air to ensure she could breathe comfortably in the pressurized plane cabin.
So it's not enough you're breathing up all our air. You gotta get extra air.
Yeah, you gotta get extra
that.
Air. In a video of her experience, Chaney held up her seatbelt and smiled as she demonstrated how much is extended. God.
Stop being so fucking fat. I mean, now, if you had a health issue, like right now, I'm... pretty swole up because of my kidney.
Right. You're not nearly. Inclined. Look at you.
Oh, no,
look
I'm not
at
even
that.
Close. But to me,
yeah.
If I could do something about it and it not be a health issue,
you'd do it.
I would be on it. And yeah. I still do exercise a lot, but...
Right.
I don't know. I always got to the point I get out the shower. If I ate a little too much,
yeah.
and I'm starting to get a little thick, like, I need to do something about this before it gets out of hand.
Yeah, that's true.
All right, so...
You can ask all you want. Nobody wants to lug around or wheel around the fat person.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, I'd be nice to them. I'm friends with some chubbier folks.
Yeah.
But a lot of times they're the ones that... I'm not saying any of my friends because I wouldn't hang out with them.
Right.
But I see a lot of bigger people play the victim, like... And believe me, it is hard. Everything tastes delicious. I understand that. But...
Food is good!
You have to... My way of dealing with it whenever I'm trying to eat healthier is I really like the whole foods better anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And I can have those every once in a while, just not every fucking day.
Right.
Oh.
So, back to... In the video of her experience, Chaney held up her seatbelt and smiled as she demonstrated how much it is extended. Dramatic music played as Chaney pondered, "What if I have a medical emergency on the plane?" She then asked, "What if I cause an emergency landing?" But she stopped herself.
You're probably good with that weight.
And announced, "No, forget that. No matter what they say and no matter what it looks like, travel's for everybody." The video then showed Chaney being wheeled down on an airport gate and onto the plane. Then Chaney showed how much her seatbelt slackened while sitting in her seat.
All right. So, you gotta understand the airlines are in the money-making business.
This woman...
asking for a free seat is just taking money out their pocket to accommodate to your horse shit. So you can have an extra whopper that you stuck on the
This line. Is crazy. They're just trying to do a change.org to make the fucking seat belts or extended seats lose some fucking weight.
I mean, that, for one, that's extremely unhealthy. Like, you need to be worried about living to see another year, not... fucking accommodating so you can get bigger.
Right. Well, before we get to this bullshit, let's see. Do we have enough time for this? No, these bitches want to talk. So, all right. I think we're done for this one, guys. I'll do a supplemental show with all the tech and AI articles and all that fun stuff later. But, for now, guys, this is the Grim Lord. I'm out. Again, we are sorry about the... Well, I'm sorry about the lack of Dark Week content. I promised you dark, crazy shit, and I didn't get you nearly as much dark, crazy shit as you should have gotten.
I'm absolutely not sorry because I did not know anything about it.
Yeah. But anyway, I'll try to make it up to you. We'll do that. That grape scene or whatever. And then after that, we'll go into the next week, which is Light Week, of course. So what's Light Week? Well, we do more lighthearted games. You know, we'll still do some more modern ones. There's a reason for doing the modern ones, but we'll be doing the modern ones.
Mark's not near as heavy as that last girl we talked about. Good Lord.
So
that's a big one.
That's what's next. We're going to be doing Light Week.
County Fair Blue Ribbon winner.
That is a fucking Anne Hathaway.
Oh, well, that probably is.
So...
If she wasn't such a twat, she might be attractive. But she's a really cunny twat.
Yeah, maybe she is.
Well.
All right, well, this is the Grim Lord and Dead Penetration. We will see you guys next time on the Grim Article Show.
Later.
Enjoy the decline.